So the days after Christmas, I was hoping to have a quiet week, and never works out that way. I had two funerals, and spent quite a little bit of time at hospice. I think I was there at least for four people that were passing away. And so this homily, in many ways, is influenced by my experiences both at the funerals and being with families where somebody was passing away. I have been thinking, what does it mean for a family to be a holy family? Is there a definition? Or are there criteria that you can just check mark and then you know that your family is a holy family? If there is even one person in the family who is not living an exemplary life, would that family still be a holy family? If there are arguments, misunderstandings, addictions, broken relationships, deep hurts, could that family still be a holy family? In the version of this homily that I have uploaded on the website, I actually begin with three stories, and all the stories go back to the people that either I buried or I was with at hospice. That can get too long, but I'm going to start with just one of the stories, so you can go on the net and read the other two stories. They are very, very interesting and will make you think about your own family. So please do, if you get the chance. But here's a homily that I want to talk about. I buried 85-year-old Mary Williams on Friday. And it's her story that broke my heart. After a very difficult first marriage, in which she had four children, she put her children, four kids, and anything that would fit into a Chevy Nova, and she drove all the way from California and somehow landed in Dayton. One heck of a woman. She never remarried, but for some reason, her priest then told her that she could not come back to church because she had left her husband. Single-handedly, not only did she raise her four children, but then she adopted triplets simply because she wanted to give a new lease of life to kids. Two of them were at the funeral. She sent them all to Catholic schools. And because the priest had said that she could not come back to church, she never joined the parish. But whenever she did come to church, she would come to IC. I saw her sometime in August and anointed her and all that. As the children put it, she never stopped being a Catholic. At her funeral, her children and grandchildren, 10 of them, and great-grandchildren, two of them, they could not have been more proud of this woman who gave this family everything that she could. Do you think that that family was a holy family? Even though she was rejected. So keep this family at the back of your, keep the story at the back of your minds as I share these three points with you. Folks, a holy family does not have to be a perfect family. See, the holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I want to say, was just a little different than our families. And I'll tell you why. There were two people who were sinless in that family. And Joseph was a very righteous man. And that's not us. That's not our family. Right? We struggle, every one of us in our families, we struggle with imperfections. Can our family still be a holy family? Sure. And we must strive to be a holy family. However, please remember that a holy family does not mean a perfect family. The fact that the feast of the Holy Family falls within the Christmas season for me is very, very significant, because it tells us something about the kind of world that Christ embraced. See, Christ came into an imperfect world. And Christ embraced this imperfect world and made it holy. The earth is holy because the Son of God walked on the face of the earth. But it was an imperfect world. And this holds true also for our families. What makes a family holy is the fact that of all the ways in which Christ could have come into the world, Christ chose to come through a family. He raised the dignity of the family, made it holy by its presence. Our holiness comes from the fact that God is present in our homes and in our families, embracing our imperfections and our feeble attempts at holiness. God embraces it all. Holiness is not primarily our effort. We might think it is. On our own, we can't make anything holy. It's God who makes holy what is holy. So holiness comes because God chose to be present in our homes. If you have invited God to be present in your family in any way, if you've opened the door of your family to God, then your family is holy by the fact that God is present in our homes, no matter what the imperfections. My second point. See, families come in all shapes and sizes, don't they? Right? I meet so many families that fit our traditional concept of family. Husband, wife, well-behaved children, a cute pet, good education, stable, healthy, happy. If you are one of those families, just thank God for that. May you always find yourself blessed. Honestly, if that's you, please go on your knees and thank God from the depth of your heart. Like the family of Mary, of Jesus, and Joseph, you are a beacon of hope in our world. So thank God that you find your family to be that way. However, there are so many families that struggle. Financial burdens. My gosh, how many families are deep in debt. And the stress that financial burdens create is terrible for families. It breaks up families. Illnesses, tragedies, addictions. Just yesterday I came to know about somebody who died of a drug overdose. How many families are struggling from that? Divorces, single parents, grandparents with custody of their grandchildren. I can't tell you how many grandparents in our own parish have custody of their grandchildren. They are like parenting at the age of 60 and 65 and 70. And then there are non-traditional families, live-in couples who call themselves families. What do we say to struggling families? Is this the feast of perfect families? What do we say to struggling families? Folks, if the Gospels are any indication, it is precisely here that Christ makes himself present. In the Gospels, Christ was where the struggles were. And that is very hope-giving to us, that Christ was where struggles were. So if you and your family is struggling, please know that Christ is close by. Sometimes the church may not be with you, but Christ is close by. Holiness is not beyond our reach. Christ is close by. Now, my third point, it's taken from a scripture that was not read today. The second reading, the other option that we have is Paul's letter to the Colossians. And let me read that part for you, which I think is very, very significant for us, especially as families that are trying to be holy. Here's what Paul says in today's second reading. He says, "Put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved," here are the virtues: heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So, eight virtues. Now, these virtues in many ways describe Christ. So, Christ is the one who has heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, bearing with his brothers and sisters, and above all, love. Even as Christ embraces our imperfections, I think the call to become like Christ never ceases. And that really is the encouragement given to us today as families, that we try to become like the Holy Family, that we try to become like Christ, who had heartfelt compassion, kindness, patience, gentleness, forgiveness. May we imitate that in our own lives. So, yes, Christ embraces our imperfections, but there are things that we are invited to as well. And the main thing is to be like Christ. So try and be like the Holy Family by embracing these virtues. So today, as we bring our families, today as we come to celebrate this Eucharist, let's bring our families and place them right here in front of the altar. Our families may not be present here, but think about your family and let's bring them right here and say, "Dear God, please bless our home. Please bless our families. Please make us like you. Please, dear God, make our families holy." People of God said,